Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody. Had to hack up something there.
Ooh.
But I pushed my off button because I'm a pro.
Yeah.
That's right.
Plus, we don't have working cough buttons.
Yeah, plus that.
Yeah, people get really excited about those cough buttons. Like, guests will come in and be like, wow, so if I have to cough, I just hit this button. I'm like, yeah, go for it. Have fun.
And your cough
goes away. It works.
I tell them it's the button that makes them cough.
Yeah, see?
Careful not to touch it.
Well, it does work.
Yeah.
They didn't work before. Good. Good. Now I know. I won't turn my mic off. Well, doesn't really matter.
You could also curse.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's a curse button.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Look out.
I don't even have one over here.
Because girls don't curse.
Or cough. It's not ladylike.
Man, am I the only one? You know how sometimes we go like, I can't believe it's Tuesday, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I really mean this one. I swear to God, October felt like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was 100%. A short one.
Like, obviously, I knew it was coming to an end because Halloween show and the whole bit. Like, I didn't think it was like October 8th, but it's just, that's just nuts.
Yeah.
It's my favorite month, and it's just gone.
That's why it was fast.
Maybe.
Because you weren't suffering. You weren't like, can't wait for this to be over. It was just like, this is fun. Oh, no, it's over.
That could be. Although we suffered a bit. It was like 88.
Yeah, a little bit at the beginning, yeah. Not like July, though. You know, those $100 degree days. You're just like, it's like time moves in slow motion.
The good news is here at KMOX, we're past the heat and
oh my God.
Nice and cool.
Everybody put your sweaters on.
Not concerned about heat here.
No.
We have to take a picture of that behemoth we have out there. I think it's the same one the NFL has, for real. It's like
it's one of those sideline coolers.
Two enormous sideline coolers. Because for the past 2 weeks now, the building at Park Pacific has been just running the heater nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason in this room, Studio B for KMOX, it's way, way, way worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And obviously for studio purposes, you can't have opening windows. It's a soundproof room.
Right.
So all of the windows are double pane glass. And
Yeah.
So there's no way to be like, just crack a window. Can't do it.
Although we have our door, this is studio open, our 800-pound door with a big giant fan blowing in here.
I'm sure the newsroom loves that.
Yeah.
All of us being loud.
Right. Okay, I'm not even trying to be cute here. I really mean it. Is this daylight savings or is this normal time?
This is, I think,
this has to be daylight savings.
I think it's
okay,
normal.
Well, Kevin and I
because when it gets
time.
It gets darker, right? We moved. Oh no, wait, no,
we
you're
ain't
right.
saving no day.
You're right.
This
you're
is
right.
Normal
you're
time.
Right. You're right. Daylight okay. is for the summer. You're right.
Okay, so this is what most people want to stick with. Am I right?
Yeah, except it would still be a sunset later than now when you get to the summer, just not as late as it is in the summer.
Yeah, like
equinoxically.
It might go down at like 8 instead of 8:30 or 9 or something like that.
Well, it would be
okay with that.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Well, I don't think it would get that late. I think you'd be looking at
7. Because we wouldn't have as much of a shock, right? We wouldn't have the shock of like... Last month, it was sundown at 9 p.m., and now it's sundown at 4:45.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, isn't the reason that we did it way back in the day was because it was better for farmers?
No. I just saw a thing about this.
Oh.
Now, they may have thought that.
Yeah.
But when they started it out, after a couple of seasons, the farmers hated it.
Oh.
And I'm not sure exactly
why. All right.
But...
So it was originally adopted to conserve energy by making better use of natural daylight, and it was first implemented by different countries during World War I. The goal was to shift the clock forward so that more people would be awake during the evening, reducing the need for artificial lighting.
Oh. Wow, that's some social engineering.
Yeah, we didn't have AC back then, so that wouldn't have mattered.
Speaking of World War I, I knew this, but I was reminded of... I don't know why I had to tell you I knew it, like... bragging about I knew some obscure fact, but I did know this, and I saw it last night on watching some TV, and I just thought it's so interesting how happenstance the world is. So World War One is generally blamed on Duke Ferdinand being assassinated.
Yes.
And within a couple weeks, World War One was on. And so a couple of guys were trying to assassinate him, and they threw a grenade at his car, but it bounced off. And so this one guy, I think his name was Princip something, or something Princip, and he just went to calm himself down and have a coffee. So he's at a coffee shop, and he's having a coffee, and Duke Ferdinand, just through pure happenstance, pulls up right outside his coffee place and stops. And this guy had a gun on him, and he's like, okay. So he just walked up. They still have his footprints there, like, you know, painted or something where he stood, and just shot Ferdinand and his wife. And World War One.
Wow.
Just went to get a coffee.
You know, there's a level of stick-to-itiveness.
That you respect?
Maybe you got to hand it to him.
So, wait a minute. So
he saw his opportunity and he thought, well.
Was that the same day?
Yes. It was like minutes later.
So somebody throws a grenade at your car and you go for coffee?
No, they were leaving, but they got stopped by traffic or people.
Oh, I get you. Okay. Yeah. They didn't actually stop. They got stopped because of... Yeah,
they were stopped in their car.
Okay.
Yeah, Ferdinand wasn't like, wow, that's crazy. Give me a mochaccino.
I knew people were tough in the early part of the 20th century. I knew people were tough back in the day, but damn, that's crazy.
Honey, I'm dying for a scone.
Keep telling them, don't talk to me till I've had my coffee.
That's part of it. Is like, I knew cafes and stuff existed back then, but just, you know, the phrase, like, I went in to get a coffee, that feels very 2000. Thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that, like, that was a very millennial move of old Duke Ferdinand.
Yeah.
I used my Starbucks mobile app to order ahead.
What I would give for some avocado toast right now.
Except back then they paid like 14 cents for it.
Yeah. I remember when White Castles were cents.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so great.
35 cents, something like that.
I'm trying to remember. I think in high school for us, they were like 50 cents and then 60 for the cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 49 and 59. That's what tacos were at Taco Bell.
Franz Ferdinand had a crazy mustache.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That was a mustachy era.
Sure was.
Well, now I got to go look at this.
Lots of
it looks
swoops.
Like one you would get at like a costume store.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like if you Googled, like, silly old mustache, that's what would come up. Like, exactly in the dictionary, that photo.
Hey, good news. I found a book that I'm a third of the way through.
Oh, what is it?
I stuck to it. It's called Buffalo Hunter Hunter.
Oh, I love that book. I read it.
Wow, way to steal his thunder.
Jeez, oh, Pete, this guy, it's all about him, isn't it? No, I'm glad you did.
It's excellent. Stephen Graham Jones, he's great.
Yeah, so it's basically a Native American who was turned into a vampire in the mid-1800s, making his confession to a clergyman in 1912. Mm-hmm. And, so I'm into it, and I'm reading. It's a real physical book, which I've decided is my way to go. And this is just the most Dave thing ever, which drives Maureen crazy, that I finally found a book I like. And then yesterday I decided I bought a little book light.
Fun.
And I decided I needed a bookmark because nothing else will work to save your page except a bookmark.
Yeah, right.
So I
right.
went to Amazon where we, of course, share, the account. So we could all see everything everyone's buying or looking for, I found out. And so I bought a $7.99 bookmark and then paid $2.99 to have it overnighted.
Yeah, you got to have it now because otherwise you got to keep replacing the book.
Thank you.
You can't just keep putting it face down.
And she's like, you really needed that like today?
Is it like a nice metal one?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
I don't know. Like a Japanese theme or something? It's first thing I saw.
He said metal. I thought heavy metal. I'm like, Dave got Metallica. Yeah.
Well, don't act like we're crazy for asking what the bookmark is. You did pay $3 so that you could get it overnighted.
And it was $7, which seems like a higher end.
Really?
Now, I don't know what bookmarks cost. I only read ebooks. I don't read physical books because I feel like my eyes are melting when I look at them.
See, that's funny. I recently downloaded a book to read on my phone, and then I was like, I am defeating the purpose of me reading a book because...
Now you're looking at your phone.
Well, yeah. Like, the book is supposed to be the time away from the screens, and now I'm looking at a screen to read, and yeah. I've been walking across the street to the library lately.
There you go.
Getting a nice physical book to read.
I should be looking at reading books as time away from the screen. And instead, I've just been looking at it more as, like, new and unique ways to utilize screen. New and exciting ways to participate more in screen.
How's that bookmark work, though?
Haven't put it in the book yet.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so what's holding your place?
And it's still folded over.
Yeah.
Because it just got there today.
Oh, I get you. But it's like, you got it dog-eared, or you just leave the book open?
Okay. No, dog-eared.
Okay.
Can't leave the book open because you see that fan right there?
Yeah.
I got one just like it blowing on me when I'm sitting on the couch.
Gotcha.
So it keeps closing the book.
Oh, I just figured you lay it face down, open, and it just kind of...
I don't have that kind of brain.
But then you ruin the spine doing that, so maybe that's not a great idea.
Could be. Oh, I have a couple good questions for you guys when we come back. Welcome back to DJS 121. Lots of people on the stream today. Kitty says you could visit your local kindergarten classroom and make a bookmark for free. Thank you, Kitty. That hurts.
I wonder if they give them out at the library.
Probably.
You could also just use like a piece of paper.
You know this.
No, look, there are people that like bookmarks.
I do too. I love, when I was a kid, I would get bookmarks all the time from Walden Books at the Alton Square Mall because they were like $2 or $3 and you could get really pretty, really cool ones. So I totally support you getting a bookmark, just also offering some alternative options.
It doesn't feel like you're supporting me right now.
If you're in a pinch, a piece of paper will work.
I'm just shocked to hear at how hard inflation has hit the bookmark industry.
Mm.
That's $7.99 seems like a lot. I mean, if that's what the market price is, that's what you're going to pay.
Have you seen greeting card prices lately?
I thought I got a pretty good deal.
No, I avoid buying cards.
I do, too. I checked them out the other day, and I was like, $7? Nope.
That's a
I'll
cheap one,
I'll just text
dude.
You.
Seriously.
The papyrus ones, which are the nice ones, those start at like $9.99.
Well, that's wild.
You're getting a text. You're not getting a card.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'll just...
I opted out of the card thing a long time ago. Just like, 15, 20 years ago. Like, why?
It's not true. If it comes from Phoebe, I value everything. But from anyone else, unless you write something in my card, I really don't care about that card. The fact that you spent $7 or $9. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a nice thought. But like something really personal, like if someone's like, I love you, whatever it is, like I want to see it in your handwriting. You guys agree? Disagree?
Yes. I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, the little writing on the inside that's like a friend on Christmas is when their soul is on your heart or what? Like,
man, you missed your calling, man.
Yeah, boy.
Seriously.
I'm going to fund you, and we're going to take over Hallmark.
That's what we should do for OFS this year. Make a certain donation, and we'll get you an Andrew store.
Yeah, I will write you. I will write you an off-the-top poem.
A
that
custom
you
greeting card.
Will love.
Sometimes when I think
many Christmases agree.
Okay, I want to get you guys' opinion on this. Have you seen the story about the guy who wrote Dilbert?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Scott Adams.
Yeah, Scott Adams. So my understanding is that Scott is dealing with prostate cancer, and it moved to his bones, and he's kept it secret. And now he says he's not doing well, and he can feel himself fading. And Kaiser Drug has some drug that won't save him, but it could prolong his life. But they're, you know, being kind of shifty and not giving him his drug. So he went on social media and reached out to Donald Trump and RFK Jr. to see if they can call Kaiser and get them to make him an appointment so he can get his drug on Monday, today, I guess. And so people are having very different, and Trump and RFK are like, buddy, we're going to get it to you today. You just hang out. We love Dilbert. I don't want to see the man die. I don't want to see the man suffer, but it's poking something in me about just like, oh, okay. So that's what you do.
Yeah.
Well, because the average American is never going to get this sort of special treatment. And look, none of us are dumb. We all know these types of things happen. That's why rich and famous people aspire to become rich and famous people. So that you develop these types of connections, and when you really need something, you have a powerful friend who will come through for you. I'm not going to pretend like I don't know that happens. What is something that kind of hits on the whole, like, ugh, I don't really like this, is the fact that it's playing out publicly, and it's like, look at this, we're saving the Dilbert guy. Again, great, I want him to get the healthcare he needs, but he's obviously receiving special treatment. And that special treatment is because of where he falls politically. I don't know that, like, a hardcore Joe Biden supporter could tweet or truth or whatever and ask for the same thing and receive the response of, like, we're on it. We're getting you in on Monday. It's just kind of a blatant, like, this is our friend who does what we like, so we're going to help our friend. And, yeah, I get why that would rub people the wrong way. To have that play out so publicly and so blatantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a case where being on the right team is getting you benefits. Because if that was the same person, who someone writes that same thing on Twitter who is either an independent or a Democrat or whatever, well, you know, you think you're getting an answer? Do you think you're getting an answer if you're not famous, even if you are a Trump voter? Do you think if you're a regular person in St. Louis or anywhere in Missouri and you're not getting what you need and you could just go to tweet at one of those people and they're going to help you, think they're going to personally help you if you're not a famous person worth millions of dollars who's very clearly been a public supporter? Which, again, all right, fine, you can have your politics, but like the part about it is that's privilege helping privilege again, which is the problem.
Yeah, like Rach says, I hadn't really thought about it like that, but I guess you're right. I would completely expect this to happen. And if I were in that position, I'm going to reach out to the most famous, powerful person I can to try to live a little longer. That's not my problem. But just seeing it play out so publicly with such enthusiasm, like, oh, buddy, we gotcha. We're on it. And you think of all the millions and millions of people, some of whom don't even have food right now, or healthcare, or going through healthcare problems like you have, Andrew. Yeah, it just kind of feels off.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if every time, you know, somebody in my family had some kind of a problem, I could just put out a tweet to Trump and be like, man, I could really use some help. And Trump's like, you got it. Nope, the president of the United States goes, you got it, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, DGS and KMOX. My next guest is Rick Schuller, who, gosh, when did we have Rick on? A year ago?
Roughly a year, I think.
And Rick is a John Denver tribute artist and an archaeologist and really interesting dude. And he is going to be at the factory on December 21st at 3 p.m. Doors are open at 2 p.m. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. And Rick joins us now. Rick, good to talk to you again, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Brother Dave. I'm doing fantastic, man. How y'all doing?
Everything's good. We can't complain, man. Things are good here at the Dave Glover Show. So catch us up. What's been going on the past year?
Oh, my gosh, man. You know, just lots of stuff. You know, lots of shows. We had a wonderful spring tour. We got a big Christmas tour coming up. We just did a big show in Nashville with my string ensemble and Mr. Bill Lenihan, my musical conductor and director. And, oh, my gosh, we did that Saturday night and brought the house down, man. When the strings came in, I almost cried. It was so beautiful.
That's awesome.
And, I got 44 more shows to go.
Woo! My gosh, that's a tour. I don't even think I asked you this, Rick, last time you were on, because we all just accept it as empirical fact. But why do you think it is that John Denver still today makes such an impact?
You know, that's a really awesome question, man. I mean, this is just one of the most beautiful things. I mean, the longing for home, the longing for love, and the longing for God through nature really are hit. Those themes resonate so beautifully in John's hit songs, Rocky Mountain High, Country Roads, Annie's Song, all these beautiful songs. And really, they resonate in every culture, and regardless of how old people are, or their language, or their creed. It's just an incredible. The number one song in China is Country Roads in English.
Wow. And yeah. You think about it. I mean, it's a tragedy anytime a creative artist dies too early, but decades of music we could have had if John hadn't died so early.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing, because perspective is really everything, as you know. That's one of the things we love about archaeology. It gives us perspective on things. But music is like an archaeology of personal history with people. Everything revolves around sense memory with these songs. I mean, people have been named their children after many of these songs. It's crazy how beautiful this music is and how timeless. And really, it just resonates with people so beautifully.
Rick, speaking of archaeology, I want to get to that in a second, but Rachel here in the show, who you remember, brought up an interesting question last week that maybe you can answer. She said, sure. What is the time limit on digging somebody up? Like, my dad died 20 years ago. If you dig him up, you're a grave robber. But if he died 800 years ago, it's cool.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what that would be. I would guess it would probably be almost a millennia, right? And if you get 2 millennia or more, man, you're really a rock star, literally.
So our mutual friend Julie Lally says that you've been on some dig that's really cool. How much can you talk about?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I told her I could paint around the edges on that, you know, for all kinds of reasons, security reasons included. Yeah, so there's a new dig we want to do, and I'd like to invite you on it with me. It'll be awesome. It's probably the most like Indiana Jones that we've ever done. And I've got a whole bunch of friends. One of my buddies, I won't name him, but he's an Israeli archaeologist, and he's part of our team. He told me about a room that they found with a famous Christian matriarch. And I think it was like one of the Marys. I think it was Mary Magdalene or something like that. But it was a room filled with stuff that was just unbelievable. They hadn't published it yet, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of stuff, you know. We're going to be digging in the West Bank area somewhere. It's a tell, and it's I don't know if you're familiar with tells, but they're famous. They're stratifications and levels of stratifications of different civilizations where they build upon the foundations of the prior civilization. And you go through these strata and you can just find all kinds of stuff. I mean, incredible stuff. And there's an ancient king that we're particularly looking for. And Dr. Price thinks he knows who that king is. And I'll see him in Waco, actually, and find more information. But, you know, I'm sworn to secrecy, but, you know, you don't have to torture me. I mean, I'd sing like a bird if I had to. But,
Very cool.
It's to say the least, dude, you want to be on this. It'll be cool.
Boy, that would cap off the legend, wouldn't it, if I found something, right?
Yeah,
or,
man.
Like, if we found something and I broke it. That would just be.
Yeah. You know what they tell me is that, you know, we use pickaxe. So typically what we do is we, you know, the top level soil, we typically use metal detectors, like on the plateau of Qumran where we dug for the first 10 years. We would use metal detectors to go through the topsoil. And then after you get through the topsoil, then you just break out the pickaxes because you're not worried about breaking anything. And I was telling one of the guys, the Israeli archaeologist, Yaakov Coleman, and I said, hey, Yaakov, you know, what if I break something, you know, because we found that wine jug that you probably saw a picture of, and that thing didn't have a scratch on it. And I said, man, what if I break something? He goes, break it. We'll fix it.
Nice. I'm not going to worry about it then. Date for Rick is December 21st at 3 p.m. at the Factory. Just go ahead and get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or at thefactorystl.com. KMOX listeners can use promo code MOUNTAIN to save half off. Rick, I plan on seeing you that day, and we'll talk about doing a dig together.
Yeah, dude, and would love to have you introduce me on stage if you'd like that.
That's very cool. Awesome, man. Thank you. All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks.
Okay, man. Nice to see y'all. Nice talking to you.
See you, Rick.
Look at you. You going to do it like Michael Buffer style?
I should have introduced John Denver in character as Bob Denver.
Close relations.
And then just act like I made a giant mistake.
Oh, my God. Would that be great?
Ladies and gentlemen, the number one Gilligan in person. What?
No, don't do that. But go on the dig, though.
Yeah, it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing,
that
right?
Stuff sounds like fun, man.
Although, I'm kind of a chicken. Like,
oh, I get you.
Going to the West Bank, like, we have friends who go to Israel all the time, and I'm sure it's safe, but, like, when you're watching it on TV, I don't know.
I get you. I think you'd be okay, though. I don't think they would be doing the archaeological dig there if it was, like, you know, a danger.
Rachel, you going to say something?
I think you would be perfectly safe. It's just, I do think it would be somewhat of a rough trip. you know, long flight, and then doesn't seem like you're staying at the Four Seasons. Like, you'll probably be camping and digging all day, and it's like,
after 12 hours, I'd be like, this sucks.
I mean, I'm just saying to consider everything.
I would be so, I'd be like, I found something. Then they'd check and be like, no. I found something. No,
he's
once
like,
again.
Wow, this is so weird. I found this watch.
What is this?
This is found like this thing. Like, I can just go home now, right?
Oh, it's just a rock.
We found something.
So we get to leave as soon as we find a vase. This is what you're telling me. Did you guys hear that? See, I had forgotten that Amazon owns Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And so now they're doing the Amazonification of Whole Foods. Have you heard about this? Mm-mm. Like, if you go to a Whole Foods traditionally and you're looking for some Diet Pepsi, you're out of luck.
Right.
They're going to have some sort of fancy cola, but they're not going to have Pepsi. I guess that wasn't working. So Bezos said, okay, let's put Pepsi in the back, and then we'll have robots that you can say, I'd really like some cherry Diet Pepsi. And the robot will go back and bring it out to you.
Why can't they just put it on the shelves?
I guess they don't want to piss off the people who want to shop somewhere where they don't have Diet Pepsi.
Well, yeah. I'm a little confused by this. If you're a hardcore Whole Foods shopper, you probably are looking for like the organic that they want. They don't want the Diet Pepsi.
And I don't even think they want to see it.
Exactly. So you're pandering, in this case, to people who don't normally shop at Whole Foods. And you're going to have to kind of change the entire brand to get them. But are you going to be able to hang on to the folks who are like, I'm here for organic stuff?
See, this is one of the things. I haven't spent any time of my life wishing I could be a Whole Foods guy, because that's one trip to the West End away. But when I have gone in the past, I'm like, I don't belong here. I'm from South Rexana. You're right. Like,
I just don't, like, so how is this not just completely offensive to the quote-unquote Whole Foods shopper when you're basically treating them like they're stupid?
I think it is.
Like, if you don't see it, it's not really there. Like, I don't think that's going to work. I think if it bothers someone that stuff exists, it's going to bother them whether they can see it or not. Just knowing that you're selling it, unless you're treating them all like idiots, in which case I'd be insulted by that.
Yeah, that's why they're having so much trouble. Is people are like, wait a second, it's like Bezos who just wants our money. He's playing both sides of this thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's not doing that. Come on.
Be kind of cool to have a robot go get your Pepsi.
I'd be fine with that.
I'd suck, because it's going to take longer it would than it take, should.
He's right. It would take forever.
And I got to, what do I do? Does it find me, or do I got to stand in one spot and wait for it?
Wait a second. There's a possibility that a robot can go back and bring you Diet Pepsi, and you're like, what if I have to wait three more minutes?
Is it going to bring me four,
because
six packs of it?
I get where he's coming from. Because at every other store, you could just go, here it is, and grab it off the shelf. I don't need a robot involved.
It's right near other
Having
stuff.
A robot involved actually makes it less cool.
If I'm buying some Gillette shaving cream, and it's out of stock, and I can either buy the next best option or have a robot go get it for me?
Well, then the robot's a better option.
Yeah, but if it's they got it in the back, just put it out front.
If it's in the back, put it out front.
That's why the whole thing is a little silly. If you're looking for Diet Pepsi, you don't go to Whole Foods. Like,
right.
That's where it just all comes back to, like, so what's going on again? What is the point of any of this? Seems really dumb. Do you guys ever see Tally, the robot, when you're shopping at Schmitz?
Yes, and I'm intimidated.
I don't know if I've seen it.
I usually speak to Tally, and then I feel like a huge loser every time I do. No, of course not. It's not a talking role. I'll be like, oh, excuse me, as I'm like walking past. I have problems, dude. Like, if I have to squeeze past it, I always excuse myself.
Pardon me, Mr. Wacker?
What if he called him a clanker?
I don't use slurs. Why would I say that?
You gotta stay on their good side.
Yeah.
I'm even being nice to my toaster these days.
Oh, good job with the toast, buddy. Yeah.
I don't need any
just
bad,
like I like
I don't need
it.
Any bad stuff out there.
Well, you know it'll have a good memory.
I brought Andrew some Amish cinnamon bread today.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen and Nick and I went down to Soulard Market. First time I've been there in years. It's fantastic. And I saw an Amish guy, and I was smitten. So I bought a pumpkin pie, a cherry pie, a bag of chocolate chips, and some cinnamon bread. But then we're talking about, can you toast it?
Yeah.
Well, it's Amish.
Just gotta be
careful.
Might
not be I guess you could do it over the fire.
Do it over the fire.
You could.
You know what the play
candles.
Is?
In a saucepan.
You do it right in the frying pan. Throw a little butter down, and once, then you do it on one side, and then flip it. Oh, it's so
my dad once went to like an Amish grocery store that they were running, and it took a really, really long time. It was when we were on vacation once a couple years ago, and he came back, and it had taken like several hours, and I'm like, what on earth happened? And he's like, they're like counting cash by hand and like, you know, tallying with abacus and handwriting receipts and stuff. It all took forever. And I was like, ugh.
That reminds me.
Something worth it.
Before my mom had her fall, when me and the kids took her to, not Casey's, Dollar General in South Roxanna. Mm-hmm. And there's a big long line. And my mom was trying to pay for her groceries. And she was she had her wallet and she's pulling out $2 bills and chewing gum and
$2 bills.
Just like, oh my God. So took care of that one. Levi's and Bolton magazine. Man, I love this album. This was like me coming out of my Beatles phase when I discovered Old Sammy. Yeah, this is good stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're just talking about former, I believe, Fox 2 anchor Angie Mock. And I never met her. I do remember her. But if you can look her up, if it doesn't ring a bell, I think you'll remember her face. But she's in jail because she killed her mother.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly.
She's accused of it, yeah. That's wild.
Crazy, right?
Because I think she was, when was the time frame she was here? Like, she was done here about like a decade ago. Yeah, right?
Yeah, this article on People.com says she was here from 2011 to 2015. Fox 2.
Sad all the way around.
Yeah. Very sad.
Did you guys see that for Halloween, Donald Trump, the leader of the country during a shutdown when people may not get SNAP benefits, had a great Gatsby party?
Mm. I saw the ladies in their little outfits doing a dance for everyone.
Yeah. Aren't we just living in the Great Gatsby now anyway?
Kind of redundant.
Like, we're all just going to keep on partying and taking more money and y'all can just sit back and eat dirt.
A little bit.
What is it? I don't know. There's just, it's got to be an illness, right?
What's that?
Just being that rich. Like, it just has to be. Because it's like, since the dawn of time, the people with crazy wealth just give zero craps about anybody else.
Well, it's because you have the human instinct to go and get yours. And then once you go and get yours, you're like, all right, I don't care about anybody else because I got mine.
Speaking of Halloween, you know who Julia Fox is?
Yes.
No. Used to be Kanye's girlfriend.
No, but okay. Mm-hmm.
Just
Uncut Gems.
Just so, she seems like eternally thirsty. You know, she wanted to be the next Kim Kardashian. She's not. She's not going to be. And for Halloween, she dressed up as Jackie O in a very, very perfect, down to the last detail, pink Chanel dress and little pillbox hat, like when JFK was assassinated, and then splashed blood and brains all over her. And then there was, which I don't care how long it's been, come on. Like, I just don't think, right? Am I wrong? Am I being
too
prudish?
Specific.
Okay, let me take up for Julia for a second here. I'm not saying that this makes it okay, but she said she wanted to wear this costume because of the statement that Jackie Kennedy made by refusing to change out of that outfit.
Boy, that's really, really in the weeds.
It is in the weeds. I'm just trying to offer somewhat of an explanation. It wasn't just like, haha, look, I'm Jackie O right after the president got shot. It was more like, yeah, this was an act of protest from Jackie Kennedy to remain clothed in, you know, in this outfit that's covered in her husband's blood. She wanted people to see what had happened. Do I think you then turn around and turn that into a Halloween costume? No, but I get why she appreciates that initial statement from Jackie Kennedy. Yeah.
And then there was I want to say a high school, could be a college, where five or six or eight of the faculty dressed as Charlie Kirk, but instead of his white t-shirt that said freedom, it says problem solved.
Yeah, that was from a year ago.
Was it?
Yeah, people kind of banged on that. Like, they have photos from 2024. So it went viral because people took it as this is Charlie Kirk, but this was actually done in 2024, and it was, I think, about like school violence.
Weird.
Something like that. I don't remember exact the purpose, but it was old and it got repurposed because, of course, the internet's the internet.
How weird that it's so close to what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts.
That's really chilling.
Yeah. And it is. I was like taken aback when I saw it. I was like, whoa, that's pretty tasteless. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I mean, you could still think it's tasteless, but it was have to be for a very different reason if it was a calendar year ago.
Yeah. I'm excited to have Bernie on, talk about the World Series,
dude.
Talk about the offseason.
I got to tell you something. That World Series was amazing, even though the wrong team won. But it had literally a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Yamamoto started game six and got the win, and the next day came back and pitched three innings and won the game again.
People are saying that Páez's catch could be the best catch of all time.
It was amazing. It was amazing. You know the crazy thing, though, is the Blue Jays lost by an inch and a half because of bad base running.
Yes.
Bad base running.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.